Call me sentimental, but I miss the smell of Red Star yeast going into that curve on the freeway just past Milwaukee Casket. Well, what do you know?
Live from the historic Pabst Theater in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Dave Bayless on drums, and I'm Mike Arnold. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's all the Cream City news that isn't, Mayor Tom Barrett and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says she sits and sips Schlitz, Michael Feldman.
That's one. And you can't enunciate it or you're not from here. Okay.
Did I enunciate too much on that?
Too much.
Sorry.
Like you were trying to do it. Say it 10 times fast.
I was.
She sits and sips Schlitz. Go ahead.
She sits and sips Schlitz.
Again.
See, I can't do it.
No, she sits and sips Schlitz. She sits and
sips
Schlitz.
No, I'm not going to do that.
She sits and sips Schlitz.
We're going to wind up breaking
the
law.
She sits and sips Schlitz.
She sits and...
She sits and sips Schlitz.
You stop it, too. I tell you, this is dangerous.
She sits and sips Schlitz.
She sits and sips Schlitz.
No. Think about it. She sits and sips Schlitz.
She sits and
sips Schlitz.
See, I can't.
Sits and sips Schlitz.
You're just making me nervous.
She sits and sips Schlitz. Do it, Arnold. Come on.
I can't. She sits and see. I'm going to say something bad.
She sits and sips Schlitz.
This is just dangerous. She sits and sips Schlitz.
Yeah. I can
say it
slow down. No, you can't. Yeah.
It was good enough.
Anyway, Milwaukee, what a place to grow up. Field trips to Schlitz Brewery. Hi, kids. That's the only place I ever went on a field trip was to one of the breweries. Wonderful. Sometimes Miller, sometimes Pabst was a good one. And at the end, samples and a little eyewash cup. Yeah. These little eyewash cups full of the product. Those were the days. Back when Pride Builds Milwaukee was painted on the garbage trucks. Remember that? They were parked at the tavern for lunch. Pride Builds Milwaukee. Yeah, it was a wonderful thing. In case you're wondering why your trash was late, they're still working on the Pride building. And Braves opening day was like a religious holiday, like Yom Kippur. Opening day for the Braves. You just had to take your ticket into the office to have it stamped, and you were home free. You were gone for the day. Very nice thing. Those are the days. Milwaukee. We don't even have a solid waste in Milwaukee. We have Milorganite. Our very excrement is gold, ladies and gentlemen. What it means to be a Milwaukeean. Ich bin ein Milwaukeean. There are those who say jaywalking cannot be curbed. Let them come to Milwaukee. There are those who would have us believe that lawn care cannot be a way of life. Let them come to Milwaukee. There are those who do not know the difference between a bubbler and a water fountain, and God knows where they've been soaking their feet. Let them come to Milwaukee. Yes, my friends, I am proud to say Ich bin ein Milwaukeean. Ich bin ein Milwaukeean. Yes. Okay. That's all I have to say about that. In all the Milwaukee news that isn't, Brewers owner Mark Attanasio comes to Milwaukee and threatens to shoot Hank. And Brewers win. It hasn't been a good start for the Brew crew, who mistakenly put their bobbleheads on the field. Hank dropped 7 straight loads on the clubhouse floor. Been a Bichon for the little boy. What a Bichon. Ryan Brown hitting Bob Uecker numbers. Pretty much proves it wasn't the sesame seed bagels. Went from peds to deads. No offense to anybody, including Jay Buberick, who's out there somewhere, but now he feels more like a Jewish ball player. Come on, we don't have that many, and they're not that good. They're screening fans at Miller Park now looking for cyanide capsules under tongues and Terry knives. In other Milwaukee news that isn't, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark gets the lead for Blazing Saddles 2. see him with it. We're going to kill him. We're going to kill him. Okay. Johnson Controls CEO keeps his job after promising to control his Johnson. That was a gimme, you know, what the heck. State Court of Appeals to decide whether Milwaukee employees should at least live in Pewaukee. They're still coming up short on the Bucks World Arena Casino and Water Park funds. Bucks World! Despite Governor Walker's generous offer of $300 million in University of Wisconsin funds. But if there's something useful, that's the Wisconsin idea. Put it in Bucks World. That's the idea. Future is basketball players, ladies and gentlemen. Not our children. The total package, including Bucks condos, high-rise, and Greyhound Park, is about $1 billion. So, but it's the best $1 billion you ever spent. The $1 billion figure comes from the New York hedge fund boys appraising the starting five at $200 million each. Now we just, this is touchy, I can tell right now. Okay, I'm going to take that back. Seems a little high for basically the Dominican College team in green. So. They show a lot of promise once they graduate, I think. But I'm no hedge fund basketball genius. So. Remember when heart surgeons owned basketball teams? Whatever happened to those days? Grocery store owners owned basketball teams. Anyway, still, if the hedge fund boys sell short and the Bucks lose, they win. Anyway, okay, forget those jokes. We're taking those out of the mix. Okay, other Milwaukee news that is, it was revealed today that that Supreme Solar Allah is the son of Gwen Moore and the sun god. That just in. Milwaukee OK's a streetcar named Twilight Zone. That's the old number 20 trolley that goes down Center Street to the turnaround at the water tower there. Rod Serling greets you as you get on. Sure beats high-speed trains, I think. Yeah. With a high-speed train, you're in Waukesha before you can get a gesundheit to your sneeze. You know, assuming you start in Milwaukee to sneeze, I guess that would be. The Journal Sentinel spins off both the Journal and the Sentinel. They'll just be selling ink and paper now. Milwaukee YMCA files for bankruptcy after selling off the cop, the Indian chief, the cowboy, the dude who climbs poles or something like that. Motorcycle dude and the sailor. 300 rescued Waukesha chinchillas are now 312 rescued Waukesha chinchillas. 88 more, you've got a Waukesha chinchilla coat, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, that's a nice Waukesha coat you got there. Hillary Clinton is continually referred to as Ovary Clinton by Milwaukee County Supervisor DeAnus Alexander. And a study of videos from Milwaukee police body cameras shows virtually nothing but Dunkin' Donuts counter girls putting up with them. That's all the Milwaukee news. Edison, thank you so much. And don't worry about the Bucks. They'll be fine. And the Brewers. And Hank is fine.